Arkansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom at 6 o'clock.
Good governors are supposed to operate independently of the White House. Trump's effort to oust another Fed governor, Lisa Cook, has failed, at least temporarily. An appeals court ruled 2-1 Monday night that Cook can keep her seat on the board for now. The central bank is expected to lower its benchmark interest rate by a quarter percentage point. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks across Asia close mixed today. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading lower at this hour. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A McPherson daycare owner is facing allegations of child abuse. KAKE reports 50-year-old Kimberly Horn was charged in McPherson County Court last Friday with one felony count of child abuse. Court documents allege Horn inflicted cruel and inhumane corporal punishment upon a child under the age of six. Horn's daycare, Kimberly K. Horn Daycare Home, has been stripped of its license. If convicted, Horn faces up to 20 years in prison. A ban on using food assistance money for soda and candy in Kansas is facing some bureaucratic roadblocks, Zane Irwin reports.
Earlier this year, the Republican-dominated state legislature pushed to make certain sugary items ineligible for purchase through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. A dozen other states have gotten similar policies approved, but the state agency that runs SNAP in Kansas says it has yet to hash out all the details with federal officials. In a committee meeting, Republican State Senator Renee Erickson said it can be complicated to decide what counts as junk food.
It sounds simple when we say pop and candy, but we know that those details, those definitions matter.
Supporters say the ban is intended to decrease obesity rates for low-income Kansans, while Democratic Governor Laura Kelly said the policy is confusing and counterproductive. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas will soon have what appears to be its first home built with hemp-based alternatives to concrete and to foam insulation. Kansas State University is teaming up with Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills to work on an 860-square-foot house in Ogden near Manhattan. Architecture professor Michael Gibson says hemp-based materials take far less energy to produce, and they're also excellent for insulating walls and floors.
We could be using this to build houses right now. There's nothing that's stopping the construction industry from picking up and expanding with the use of this material.
The house will also have solar panels. In 8 years, it will have produced enough electricity to offset the carbon footprint of having been built. Topeka's Metro bus service will be making cuts after the city council reduced its funding. WIBW-TV reports the budget cut amounts to about $300,000. Topeka Metro says the cuts will force it to reduce services. It's taking comments from the public right now on which services should be reduced or discontinued. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog as usual, otherwise mostly sunny today, but with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High temperatures today around 89 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 65. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny, warm again, highs near 88. Tomorrow, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 67 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 67 degrees. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
It's more instances of police selling drugs, planting evidence, and operating organized crime. Baltimore resident Kenya Levy says she doesn't see much of a difference between Moore sending in police and Trump the National Guard.
This is a way for him to basically bow down to Trump, to bring more police force into these areas that don't need it. I don't think that's actually going to solve any problems.
One difference is that state police would have arresting powers in Baltimore, while the National Guard does not.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison. Good morning. Coming up on Morning Edition, a study by the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas calls for expanding the use of cashless bail for nonviolent crimes. That lets people out of jail without charging them money for their release. But President Donald Trump is pushing for the end of cashless bail nationwide. He argues it's leading to a rise in crime. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll hear how cashless bail affects low-income people and crime rates. For the forecast for today, the usual patchy morning fog. After that, mostly sunny skies. There is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High temperatures today around 89 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 65, just a 10% chance of showers overnight. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 88, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 66 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear and 66.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, UN investigators conclude Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians, how Russia has taken civilian prisoners of war in Ukraine, and the delicate diplomatic preparations ahead of Trump's UK state visit.
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
Author Angela Flournoy says the family we choose for ourselves is just as significant, sometimes even more so, than the one we're born into.
You tend to have these moments where you have to keep choosing. You have to keep choosing to be a part of this friendship.
I'm Elsa Chang. Flournoy discusses her new novel, The Wilderness, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Tune in to All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. In Lawrence right now, mostly clear, 66 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear and 66. It is 6:30.
Republicans and some Democrats in the House gathered on Capitol Hill last night to remember Charlie Kirk. House Speaker Mike Johnson described Kirk's slaying as heinous political violence.
Our friend Charlie did not pass away in a car accident. He was assassinated.
Kirk was shot while speaking at an outdoor event at Utah Valley University. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Department of Education has fired an employee, apparently over her comments about the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Katie Allen was a research analyst for the department. Commenting on a Facebook post last Wednesday, Allen reportedly said Kirk's death was, quote, well-deserved. She deleted the post and apologized the next day. But on Friday, Republican Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson called for Allen to be fired, and she was. Education Department officials confirmed to the Manhattan Mercury that Allen is no longer employed there but would make no further comment. An administrative law judge has ruled against a Kansas nurse who says she was unfairly disciplined by the state nursing board. The board has accused Amy Seipel of practicing without a license. Seipel says she had not realized her license had expired when she gave talks on her specialty, dementia, at conferences and senior centers. The nursing board says those talks amount to practicing nursing without a license. Seipel and her attorney have argued it's protected speech. KSNT reports the administrative judge ruled the nursing board was acting within its rights when it suspended Seipel's license. Seipel is expected to appeal the ruling to a district court. The first permit in Kansas has been issued and construction is underway for a house that is being built with hemp materials. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Architecture faculty and students at Kansas State University teamed up with Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. They're building an 860-square-foot home in Ogden with hemp-based alternatives to concrete and to foam insulation. That will make for a well-insulated home with a much smaller carbon footprint. K-State professor Michael Gibson says the house will also have solar panels.
So it's generating more electricity than it's going to use in a year.
And that means in 8 years, the home will have produced enough electricity not just for its residents, but to offset the carbon footprint of having built it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Royals were off yesterday, back in action tonight, opening a three-game series against the Mariners at the K, game time 6:40. Forecast for today, patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High temperatures today around 89 degrees. In Lawrence, it's mostly clear 66. Topeka, mostly clear 66. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
After institutions that hold him accountable, particularly in light of what we heard yesterday from Vice President Vance and Stephen Miller, the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, that they intend a vengeance against those who they view as being dissenting against what they want to put out there.
That is NPR's David Folkenflik. David, thank you.
You bet.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Still ahead on Morning Edition, coming up in about 12 minutes, researchers studied octopuses in the wild to learn whether they favor one of their eight arms over the others for certain jobs. And they found the creature gives new meaning to ambidextrous. Again, that's in about 10, 12 minutes on Morning Edition. Well, the forecast for today, the usual morning fog. Once that burns off, we should have mostly sunny skies, though the National Weather Service says there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High temperatures today around 89 degrees, calm wind becoming south around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, just a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, lows around 65. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 66. Manhattan, mostly clear and 67. It's 6:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source, whether we're tapping the knowledge of NPR network colleagues.
Joe Shaneman is host of Nevada Public Radio's morning talk show, State of Nevada. He is here to host.
Or checking in with NPR foreign correspondents with deep expertise.
Joining us now to talk about all this is NPR's Joanna Kakissa. She's in Kyiv, Ukraine's capital. Good morning, Joanna.
Unpack the headlines, stay connected, stay informed. This is NPR. Good morning, May Martinez. Taylor.
And from AG1, introducing AGZ, a nightly drink designed to support the body's natural sleep cycle with herbs, adaptogens, and minerals. More at drinkagz.com. This is NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Matthew Algio. The American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas is calling for the release of inmates facing nonviolent charges without having to pay bail. But at the same time, President Trump wants to end that practice across the country. Kansas News Service reporter Dylan Lyson spoke with editor Stephen Caranda about how cashless bail affects low-income people and crime rates.
So, Dylan, the ACLU of Kansas,
one justice reform group that supports cashless bail nationwide, that group argues that cashless bail actually decreases crime rates. The group points to data from Illinois and New Jersey, which both saw falling crime rates after enacting bail reform.
That was Kansas News Service reporter Dylan Lyson speaking with editor Stephen Caranda about the effects of cashless bail. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thank you for doing so. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, the Second Symphony from a mostly forgotten Russian composer, Vasily Kalinnikov, and Yuzha Wang solos in the Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini for piano and orchestra. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
Mostly sunny today, but with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High temperature near 89 degrees. Right now, the time is 9 minutes before 7.
It's Morning Edition from
Did not show up.
And arms on both sides of the body are used equally. Although octopuses tend to rely on their front arms for exploration and their rear arms for moving around. Dominic Civitelli is an octopus researcher with the University of Washington. He wasn't part of this team. He says it's impressive to do this kind of study with octopuses out in nature rather than in a tank.
In the wild, it's a lot more complicated, right? There's a lot more chemicals. There's a lot more sharp things. There's predators. There's prey.
He says this is a step towards having a standard system for describing octopus arm activity, one that could help everything from training AI to track octopus behaviors to designing new kinds of robots with soft, flexible arms. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition, you know them from their Bill and Ted movies. Now stars Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter are reuniting in a production of Waiting for Godot, Samuel Beckett's classic play about existential dread. I spoke with them as they started rehearsals in their theater on Broadway.
Today, in fact.
Today.
Very first day on a Broadway stage was
That's
today.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah, it's awesome.
Any nerves?
Absolutely. Terror?
No.
Anxiety? Hope? Looking forward to it. Said the person who has, you know, no idea what they're talking about. Can't wait.
You won't have to wait forever. Listen tomorrow in the NPR app on a smart speaker or on this public radio station. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Look out for some patchy fog this morning, otherwise mostly sunny today, with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Highs near 89. In Lawrence at the moment, mostly clear, 66 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 66. The time is 7 o'clock.
Good morning.
The military's figures could not be independently verified, but the only road leading south has been congested, with people forcibly displaced from the city. Families of Israeli hostages are protesting outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's home in Jerusalem, saying the military's offensive endangers their lives. Ayo Batraoui, NPR News, Dubai.
The Trump administration says it's planning to crack down on non-governmental organizations following the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The White House says it's pledging to target left-leaning groups that it accuses of promoting political violence. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports Vice President J.D. Vance hosted Kirk's podcast yesterday.
Vance really emphasized that the administration plans to target political violence. And what they say they're talking about is left-wing riots and attacks on law enforcement. But Vance and others on that podcast also say that they believe vitriol from the left played a role in Kirk's death.
That's NPR's Franco Ordonez reporting. The man suspected in the shooting death of Charlie Kirk is expected to face formal charges today in Utah. President Trump will arrive in the United Kingdom tonight for a state visit. He'll stay with King Charles at Windsor Castle, then meet with Prime Minister Keir Starmer. NPR's Lauren Frere reports the two leaders are expected to sign several business deals during Trump's visit.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and his British counterpart Rachel Reeves say they've created a transatlantic task force that'll shepherd $10 billion worth of deals timed with Trump's visit and covering energy and technology, the largest of which involves Google, which says it's investing $6.8 billion in a new data center north of London. Trump is bringing with him business leaders from U.S. banks, artificial intelligence companies, and finance firms. They're expected to hold a business summit Thursday at Prime Minister Starmer's country retreat northwest of London. Lauren Fryer, NPR News in Windsor, England.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A McPherson daycare owner is facing allegations of child abuse. KAKE reports 50-year-old Kimberly Horn was charged in McPherson County Court last Friday with one felony count of child abuse. Court documents allege Horn inflicted cruel and inhumane corporal punishment upon a child under the age of six. Horn's daycare has been stripped of its license. If convicted, Horn faces up to 20 years in prison. A ban on using food assistance money for soda and candy in Kansas is facing some bureaucratic roadblocks. Zane Irwin has that story.
Earlier this year, the Republican-dominated state legislature pushed to make certain sugary items ineligible for purchase through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. A dozen other states have gotten similar policies approved, but the state agency that runs SNAP in Kansas says it has yet to hash out all the details with federal officials. In a committee meeting, Republican State Senator Renee Erickson said it can be complicated to decide what counts as junk food.
It sounds simple when we say pop and candy, but we know that those details, those definitions matter.
Supporters say the ban is intended to decrease obesity rates for low-income Kansans, while Democratic Governor Laura Kelly said the policy is confusing and counterproductive. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas will soon have what appears to be its first house built with hemp-based alternatives to concrete and to foam insulation. Kansas State University is teaming up with Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills to work on an 860-square-foot house in Ogden near Manhattan. Architecture professor Michael Gibson says hemp-based materials take far less energy to produce, and they're also excellent for insulating walls and floors.
We could be using this to build houses right now. There's nothing that's stopping the construction industry from picking up and expanding with the use of this material.
The house will also have solar panels. In 8 years, it will have produced enough electricity to offset the carbon footprint of having been built. A Lawrence man was arrested Saturday after he allegedly damaged several cars with a ukulele. Police say the man appeared to be intoxicated. Witnesses said he hit several cars with the instrument, breaking the windshield on one. The incident occurred around 2 p.m. on the 1200 block of Kentucky Street. The ukulele wielder faces charges of felony criminal damage to property. Weather forecast for today, some patchy morning fog as usual, otherwise mostly sunny skies today. High temperatures this afternoon near 89 degrees. There is a 20% chance we could see some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 65, just a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 88 with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now in Lawrence, mostly clear, 66 degrees. Topeka, mostly clear, 66. Manhattan, mostly clear and 67 degrees. The time is 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR comes...
Some people characterized it as elevated. Nobody said that we're in a state of normalcy right now as it relates to Fed independence.
John Hilzenrath is a visiting scholar at Duke University. John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers. The children's music group is seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up on Morning Edition, FBI Director Kash Patel was on Fox and Friends yesterday defending his job performance.
I challenge anyone out there to find a director that has been more transparent and more willing to work the media on high-profile cases or any case the FBI is handling.
Director Patel will testify before a Senate committee today. More about that coming up in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. For the forecast for today, we do have some patchy fog. Nothing unusual there. Otherwise, mostly sunny today with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High temperatures around 89 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. Just a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms late overnight. Lows around 65. Looking ahead to tomorrow, mostly sunny, but with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 88 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly sunny, 66. Topeka, mostly sunny, 66. Chanute's cloudy, 66 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, UN investigators conclude Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians, how Russia has taken civilian prisoners of war in Ukraine, and the delicate diplomatic preparations ahead of Trump's UK state visit.
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon, beginning at 3 o'clock right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast, some patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, highs around 89. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny, 66. The time is 7:30.
Highest violent crime rate, the highest property crime rate, and the third highest murder rate of any city in the nation. Other than that, they're doing quite well, thank you.
The president was speaking yesterday at the White House. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The Kansas Department of Education has fired an employee, apparently over her comments about the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Katie Allen was a research analyst for the department. Commenting on a Facebook post last Wednesday, Allen reportedly said Kirk's death was, quote, well-deserved. She deleted the post and apologized the next day. But on Friday, Republican Kansas Senate President Ty Masterson called for Allen to be fired, and she was. Education Department officials confirmed to the Manhattan Mercury that Allen is no longer employed there, but would make no further comment. An administrative law judge has ruled against a Kansas nurse who says she was unfairly disciplined by the state nursing board. The board has accused Amy Seipel of practicing without a license. Seipel says she had not realized her license had expired when she gave talks on her specialty, dementia, at conferences and senior centers. The nursing board says those talks amount to practicing nursing. Seipel and her attorney have argued it's protected speech. KSNT reports the administrative judge ruled the nursing board was acting within its rights when it suspended Seipel's license. Seipel is expected to appeal the ruling to a district court. The first permit in Kansas has been issued and construction is underway. for a house that is being built with hemp materials, Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Architecture faculty and students at Kansas State University teamed up with Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. They're building an 860-square-foot home in Ogden with hemp-based alternatives to concrete and to foam insulation. That will make for a well-insulated home with a much smaller carbon footprint. K-State professor Michael Gibson says the house will also have solar panels.
So it's generating more electricity than it's going to use in a year.
And that means in 8 years, the home will have produced enough electricity not just for its residents, but to offset the carbon footprint of having built it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Royals were off yesterday. They're back in action tonight, opening a three-game series against the Mariners at the K, game time 6:40. Forecast for today, the usual patchy morning fog, otherwise mostly sunny with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. High temperatures near 89 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny, 66. Topeka, mostly sunny and 66. The time is 7:34.
Support for NPA.
The news reports about people getting fired have been coming in at a pretty steady drumbeat. And many people are expressing fear and concern over, like, what they say on social media. So it's really hard to say.
Okay, and you're going to keep track of this. That's NPR's Wo Jingnan. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering fieldwork fun with K-Pop Sunday, September 21st, in front of Dyke Hall. Activities for all ages, including paleontology, biology, and meteorology. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up on Morning Edition, President Trump has asked the Securities and Exchange Commission to stop requiring quarterly earnings reports. And he's not the first to suggest scrapping results on a quarterly basis. We'll hear more about that coming up on the Marketplace Morning Report in about 10 minutes. Weather forecast for today. Might still be some patchy fog out there. Once that burns off, we'll get mostly sunny skies. There is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. High temperatures today around 89 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, just a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Lows around 65. Tomorrow, Wednesday, mostly sunny. Still warm, high near 88 degrees. Also a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. In Lawrence right now, mostly sunny, 66 degrees. Topeka, mostly sunny, 66. Manhattan's mostly sunny and 67 degrees. It's 7:44.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news.
He would get his ear pierced. He did.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Matthew Algio. The American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas is calling for the release of inmates facing nonviolent charges without having to pay bail. But at the same time, President Trump wants to end that practice across the country. Kansas News Service reporter Dylan Lyson spoke with editor Stephen Coranda about how cashless bail affects low-income people and crime rates.
So, Dylan, the ACLU, even if Sedgwick County used cashless bail more, this whole issue is coming up nationally, and political leaders are talking about rethinking whether anyone should be using this. Why does President Trump want to end cashless bail everywhere?
Yes, well, ACLU of Kansas was arguing for it locally. Trump is leading the charge against it nationally. He recently signed an executive order that ends cashless bail in Washington, D.C., which the federal government has the authority over. But he also wants Congress to pass a law to end it in cities like Chicago and New York City. Trump says that cashless bail lets criminals back out onto the streets, and it's leading to more crime.
Every place in the country where you...
Meanwhile, there's the Bail Project, which is a criminal justice reform group that supports cashless bail nationwide. That group argues that cashless bail actually decreases crime rates. The group points to data from Illinois and New Jersey, which both saw falling crime rates after enacting bail reform.
That's Kansas News Service reporter Dylan Lyson speaking with editor Stephen Caranda about the effects of cashless bail. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of Kansas Public Radio, KCUR, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up in about 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Tom Parkinson coming in to pinch hit for me for the rest of the program. Weather forecast for today, patchy morning fog that should be dissipating quickly, otherwise mostly sunny. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high temperatures near 89. Tonight, partly cloudy, just a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight, lows around 65. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 88 with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny, 66. Topeka, mostly sunny, 66. Chanute, still cloudy, 66 degrees at 9 minutes before 8.
Our supervising senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
It's 7:59. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan 99.5. And find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws provides compassionate care for animals in need. Donations help give pets a second chance. More information available at prairiepaws.org.
It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning.
Need for vaccines. The panel helps determine which vaccines are covered by insurance or offered for free to many children. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Stocks across Asia traded mixed today, with markets higher in China and Japan. On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading lower at this hour. This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson, and for Matthew Algio, it's 8:04. A McPherson daycare owner is facing allegations of child abuse. KAKE reports 50-year-old Kimberly Horn was charged in McPherson County Court last Friday on one felony count of child abuse. Court documents allege Horn inflicted cruel and inhumane corporal punishment upon a child under the age of 6. Horn's daycare has been stripped of its license. If convicted, she faces up to 20 years in prison. A ban on using food assistance money for soda and candy in Kansas is now facing some bureaucratic roadblocks. Zane Irwin has more.
Earlier this year, the Republican-dominated state legislature pushed to make certain sugary items ineligible for purchase through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. A dozen other states have gotten similar policies approved, but the state agency that runs SNAP in Kansas says it has yet to hash out all the details with federal officials. In a committee meeting, Republican State Senator Renee Erickson said it can be complicated to decide what counts as junk food.
It sounds simple when we say pop and candy, but we know that those details, those definitions matter.
Supporters say the ban is intended to decrease obesity rates for low-income Kansans, while Democratic Governor Laura Kelly said the policy is confusing and counterproductive. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansas will soon have what appears to be its first house built with hemp-based alternatives to concrete and foam insulation. Kansas State University is teaming up with Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills to work on an 860-square-foot house in Ogden. Architecture professor Michael Gibson says hemp-based materials make far less energy to produce, and they're also excellent for insulating walls and floors.
We could be using this to build houses right now. There's nothing that's stopping the construction industry from picking up and expanding with the use of this material.
The house will also have solar panels. In 8 years, it will have produced enough electricity to offset the carbon footprint of the construction. A Lawrence man was arrested Saturday after he allegedly damaged several cars with a ukulele. Police say the man appeared to be intoxicated. Witnesses say he hit several cars with the ukulele, breaking the windshield on one of them. The incident occurred around 2 o'clock in the 1200 block of Kentucky Street in Lawrence. The ukulele wielder faces charges of felony criminal damage to property. Mostly sunny today, about a 20% chance for showers, perhaps thunderstorms in the afternoon, a high of 89. Tonight, partly cloudy, about a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 65 degrees, wind from the southwest, around 5 miles per hour. Right now it's 68 degrees in Lawrence at 7 minutes after 8.
Actually going to solve any problems.
One difference is that state police would have arresting powers in Baltimore, while the National Guard does not. Other residents say that funding for policing could be used for expanded health care and education programs. Scott Massioni in Baltimore.
This is NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia, and of course you can find us online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in just about 15 minutes, President Trump will arrive in the United Kingdom this evening for a state visit. Protesters there are threatening to overshadow the festivities.
Support for KPI.
A preview of Trump's trip coming up in just about 15 minutes as Morning Edition continues here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two-trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Morning Edition continues until 9 o'clock, and then just after 9 o'clock, Cordelia Brown will be along with a morning of wonderful classical music for us. We'll have the Second Symphony from a mostly forgotten Russian composer, Vasily Kilikov, and we'll also hear Yuzha Wang soloing in Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini for piano and orchestra. And if you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll have news from the BBC, the BBC News Hour coming your way. Mostly sunny skies in our forecast today, about a 20% chance for showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. Afternoon highs in the upper 80s. Winds from the south, about 5 miles an hour. Calm winds, sunny and 70 degrees now at 821.
Support for NPR comes from the station and from Fisher Investments.
This is NPR News.
Author Angela Flournoy says the family we choose for ourselves is just as significant, sometimes even more so, than the one we're born into.
You tend to have these moments where you have to keep choosing. You have to keep choosing to be a part of this friendship.
I'm Elsa Chang. Flournoy discusses her new novel, The Wilderness, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 3 o'clock every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7 here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. News headlines from around the region coming up in just about a minute and a half. We've got sunny skies and 70 degrees right now in Lawrence. It's 8:30.
Quarter percentage point. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. In for Matthew Algio, it's 8:32. The Kansas Department of Education has fired an employee apparently over her comments about the death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Katie Allen was a research analyst for the department. Commenting on a Facebook post last Wednesday, Allen reportedly said that Kirk's death was, quote, well-deserved. She deleted the post and apologized the next day, but on Friday, Kansas Republican Senate President Ty Masterson called for Allen to be fired, and she was. Education Department officials confirmed to the Manhattan Mercury that Allen is no longer employed there, but they would make no further comment. An administrative law judge has ruled against a Kansas nurse who says she was unfairly disciplined by the state's nursing board. The board had accused Amy Seipel of practicing without a license. Seipel says she had not realized that her license had expired when she gave some talks on her specialty, dementia, at conferences and at senior centers. The nursing board says those talks amount to practicing nursing. Seipel and her attorney have argued that it's protected speech. KSNT reports that the administrative judge ruled the nursing board was acting within its rights when it suspended Seipel's license. She's expected to appeal the ruling to a district court. The first permit in Kansas has been issued with construction underway for a house that's being built with all hemp materials. Celia Yopius-Jepson reports.
Architecture faculty and students at Kansas State University teamed up with Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills. They're building an 860-square-foot home in Ogden with hemp-based alternatives to concrete and to foam insulation. That will make for a well-insulated home with a much smaller carbon footprint. K-State professor Michael Gibson says the house will also have solar panels.
So it's generating more electricity than it's going to use in a year.
And that means in 8 years, the home will have produced enough electricity not just for its residents, but to offset the carbon footprint of having built it. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A mostly sunny day with about a 20% chance for a shower or thunderstorm late this afternoon. Highs near 89 degrees. It's 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Avalara, providing...
This is NPR News.
And from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. We're at 91.5 in Lawrence, as well as 89.9 in Atchison, and a number of other frequencies throughout the eastern part of the state. You can find them all listed on our website. That's kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Next to Normal, a rock musical running September 19th through 21st and 25th through 28th. Details at theaterlawrence.com.
Morning Edition continues until 9 o'clock. Coming up, Congress has 2 weeks now to strike a funding deal and avoid a government shutdown, but tensions are high amid a debate about political violence, which is complicating the path for Congress. That's coming up, and just ahead, the Trump administration has ordered the National Park Service to remove any books from its museums or gift shops that cast America in a negative light, and that includes many stories about slavery. Details on that coming up next as Morning Edition continues here on KPR.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly. At NPR and this station, we take our democratic role as watchdogs seriously. We hold the powerful to account, and we hold ourselves to a set of core principles: integrity, independence, accuracy, transparency, and respect for the public we serve. This is NPR News.
And you could tune in to hear NPR News at the top of most hours. And, of course, every morning from 5 to 9 with the morning edition. And in the afternoons, we bring you All Things Considered from NPR from 3 until 7. Sunshine in the forecast today with a slight chance for showers or thunderstorms this afternoon. Afternoon highs around 89 degrees, sunny and 70 degrees in Lawrence now. The Kansas City Royals were off yesterday, but they're back in action tonight at the K, opening a three-game series against the Seattle Mariners. First pitch set for 6:40. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 8:45.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. KPR is your place for NPR News. 91.5 in Lawrence, 99.5 in Manhattan. Online, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world. Open to the public Tuesday through Sunday and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu.
Morning edition here until 9 o'clock. Just after 9 o'clock, Cordelia Brown will bring us a morning of classical music. At noon, Jeff Watson is in with more wonderful classical music. A last look at summer with a Frank Bridge suite for strings. It's coming up a little after the noon news. And we're going to enjoy Mendelssohn's first cello sonata and an enchanting piano concerto based on an ancient Syrian theme. It's classical music throughout the day here on Kansas Public Radio, starting at 9 o'clock on KPR 1. If you're with us on KPR 2 this morning, we'll bring you the BBC News Hour. Today, as UN investigators conclude that Israel has committed genocide against Palestinians, Israeli ground troops are entering Gaza City. We'll take a look at how Russia has taken civilian prisoners of war in Ukraine, and the delicate diplomatic preparations ahead of President Trump's visit to the UK. The BBC News Hour, starting at 9 o'clock on KPR2. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 8:51.
It's tomorrow on Morning Edition. You know them from their Bill and Ted movies. Now stars Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter are reuniting in a production of Waiting for Godot, Samuel Beckett's classic play about existential dread. I spoke with them as they started rehearsals in their theater on Broadway.
Today, in fact.
Today.
Very first day on a Broadway stage was
That's
today.
That's awesome. Yes. Yeah, it's awesome.
Any nerves?
Absolutely. Terror?
No.
Anxiety? Hope? Looking forward to it. Said the person who has, you know, no idea what they're talking about. Can't wait.
You won't have to wait forever. Listen tomorrow in the NPR app on a smart speaker or on this public radio station. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm E. Martinez.
You've been listening to NPR's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, a morning of classical music on the way. Just ahead, from the University of Kansas, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH, HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV, HD1 Oldsboro, Junction City, 91.3, KANQ Chanute at 90.3, and you can find us online anytime at kansaspublicradio.com.
kpr.org.
Support for KPER comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
You're just in time for a morning of classical music with Cordelia Brown, coming up just after the news from NPR, just ahead. The Second Symphony from a mostly forgotten Russian composer, Vasily Kalinnikov. And we'll also hear Yu Xiaowang soloing on Rhapsody of a Theme of Paganini for piano and orchestra. Morning of music coming up. Mostly sunny skies today. Have a slight chance for a passing shower, maybe even a thunderstorm this afternoon. It'll be warm again. Afternoon highs around 89 degrees. The wind's not going to help us out too much either. It'll be from the south around 5 miles per hour. Right now we've got sunshine and 74 degrees in Lawrence at 9:01.
Live from NPR.